tight end left. Second and goal to go from the two. Toss sweep right for James White. Cuts it under the right arm. Cuts it upfield. Driving forward. Diving to the goal line.
It's still
a touchdown. And a title for the Patriots.
I can't believe it.
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. Led by the greatest quarterback.
Look at Brady.
In Super Bowl and NFL annals.
One more ring.
James White. And a silver trophy is coming back to New England.
Okay, I had to get that out of the way. Now I'm ready to actually talk about wrestling.
Welcome to WrestleMania.
New shit, not following the wave. Too many out of surfing, got no time for wasting, man. Far too busy working. Nothing's slowing down my pace. I grew up in different places, every day for segregated. Had my life discriminated, told that I would never make it. I won't spend it underrated. Yeah, I don't need to stay on the move every day. Hope I never make it. The whole journey's all I'm living for. I feel it bending corners, no stopping what it's coming for. The time to open, I am straight breaking doors. We endorse, then we've been indoors.
Seriously, did you expect me not to reference one of the greatest Super Bowls ever? Did you expect me not to talk about the greatest quarterback ever? Yes, I understand this is a wrestling podcast. Yes, I understand this is the only wrestling podcast on the internet. But you have to forgive me. I mean, a couple weeks ago, I was away at a wedding, and we got home in time to see, you know, the Royal Rumble. I say we, like my wife actually watched it with me. She did not. But that was a nice weekend break between the AFC Championship and the Super Bowl. And got together with all my friends and for the Super Bowl. Everyone's excited. You know, Brandon wasn't there, so it was pretty great. And it just turned into three quarters of shit, led by one quarter of just amazing, amazing, amazingness. So I'm sorry. I'm wearing my Super Bowl championship hat. I did not go to the parade, but I watched it on TV. So for everyone who doesn't like the Patriots or doesn't like Tom Brady, you just want to hear about wrestling, suck my dick. It's time to talk about wrestling now, though. Okay? Here we go. All right. So listen, I'm sorry I said that, but I'm to be honest, I'm just still kind of living, basking in the glow of that Super Bowl. But that was almost a week ago. That week flew by, mainly because we got hit with snow and I've been home most of the week. But that's done. It's over. It's the off season now. We need to get ready. I mean, I don't give two shits about how many Patriots go or don't go to the White House. Who cares? It's all about WWE today, right now. Sure, yeah, I'm not thinking about the game at all. I'm not thinking about the Super Bowl at all. No. It's time to move on. It's time to the road to WrestleMania is finally here. Now I know the road starts at the Royal Rumble, but there are two pay-per-views before WrestleMania, at least two. I think it's just two. I think it's Elimination Chamber, which is tomorrow night, only on the WWE Network. And then Fastlane, which Brandon will be delivering to you within the next couple of weeks. What is it, March 3rd? So a couple of weeks from now. But I'm here today to talk about Elimination Chamber. I'm the guy who does the SmackDown brand. You know what? I don't mind. Brandon doesn't even watch any of it. So who's he kidding? SmackDown is a good, fun show. And this pay-per-view is going to be good fun. Now, I have to be honest, especially after the Super Bowl, I was just a wreck on Monday and Tuesday as far as staying awake. I was home on Monday, but I could not make it past like 9 o'clock. So gave up on that. I work from home on Tuesdays. And I don't even remember being, I think I was just so out of it. I went to bed at like 8 o'clock again. I did go into work. I went into Boston on Wednesday. I saw one like Super Bowl sign like ripped up and wet on the ground. That was the only remnant of any parade that I saw. But on Thursday, yeah, I think I finally, because we were snowed in on Thursday, so we were completely closed, my work. So on Thursday, I finally finished Raw and SmackDown. So I'm completely caught up and ready to talk about what's happening tomorrow night at the Elimination Chamber. The whole road to WrestleMania obviously starts at the Royal Rumble with, of course, John Cena being victorious and being the WWE champion over AJ Styles, and Randy Orton winning the Royal Rumble would mean that we're going to see John Cena take on Randy Orton at WrestleMania for the 700 millionth time. And we're just going to have to lie down and take it. But I'm going to tell you right now, that match is not happening. Randy Orton is going to WrestleMania and taking on the WWE champion. But he is not taking on John Cena. Who will he be taking on? Well, I'm not going to say that I've come up or made up this this idea. I heard it from a few other people, and it seems to be a pretty popular sentiment as far as where we're going. But the winner of the Elimination Chamber, I'll talk about in a little while. But first, we have seven other matches that we need to deal with. And I'm going to go through each one, kind of give my opinions about them. And in the end, we'll talk about what I think is going to happen in the Elimination Chamber and what I think that leads us going into WrestleMania. So, I go to Wikipedia to get these matches, so I have everything kind of listed in front of me in one quick, easy table to read. But they're not in any particular order, so forgive me. But I'm definitely, you know, they put the Elimination Chamber as number two. That's stupid. Whoever does the Wikipedia orders, it must be they list them in order of, oh my God, was that a noise that came out of my stomach? Anyway, they list them in order, I guess, of how they're announced. I have no idea, but okay, here we go. There's a pre-show match. Yeah. I mean, I don't even want to read what the pre-show match is. Mojo Rawley against Curt Hawkins. I mean, I guess it gives Mojo a pay-per-view payday. I don't know. And Curt Hawkins, it doesn't even, you know, you could watch this on YouTube or Facebook. I'm going to be watching it on the WWE Network. Unfortunately, I will be sitting down and watching this. Look, I'm up in Massachusetts. We're getting another 10 to 12 inches tomorrow. So I'm not going to be doing anything but watching wrestling come 7 o'clock at night. I have no idea why Mojo Rawley and Curt Hawkins are fighting. Not one. I feel like I've watched every SmackDown. I might have missed one. And yes, I do fast forward through it. But I have no idea why Mojo Rawley and Curt Hawkins are fighting. I have no idea why Curt Hawkins does anything. And Mojo Rawley is obviously suffering from the fact that Zack Ryder's hurt, so his tag team partner is not available. So this is what he's left. And let me tell you right now, I'll pick Mojo. Why not? I have no reason to pick Curt Hawkins at anything. So Mojo Rawley, because you're friends with Gronk, and Gronk was at least on the Patriots for a few weeks this year, I'll pick you. So Mojo Rawley, pre-show winner, yay. Honestly, you know, whatever. I got to tell you, this SmackDown pay-per-view is littered with women's matches. We have three different women's matches. Has there been a pay-per-view to ever have that many women's matches? I honestly, I'm asking. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem like it. But they're trying, they're making these women's matches kind of relate, you know? So we have the two matches that are kind of in a similar storyline, and then this separate match, which is completely separate, which is Nikki Bella versus Natalya. Oh boy, again, I've been kind of paying attention to this. It just doesn't have anything to do with Total Divas, does it? Because if it did, that would suck. It's really that whole thing where Natalya is jealous of Nikki and being really mean. And they did this side-by-side interview with them the other day, and Natalya looked scary. Actually, neither of them looked so great in that shot. And to be honest, I fast-forwarded right the fuck through it because I do not care about this match. If there are three women's matches and I had to choose one not to watch, this is the one. I don't give a shit about this match. And so, for whatever reason, I'm going to pick Natalya because that's the name that I just looked at first. So Natalya is going to win whatever. Who gives a shit? And oh, look, 75 tag teams in one match. This seems like this is something that goes on every week on SmackDown, where they take all these tag teams and they just throw them in the ring and say, you know, do whatever you want. A tag team turmoil match for the championship. Interesting. So we have American Alpha. You know, obviously they're a good tag team. We have Heath Slater and Rhino. Everyone enjoys them. Breezango, which are actually Fandango and Tyler Breeze. They're actually pretty funny. The Usos, which, you know, I used to think were just boring, and at least they look cooler now. The Ascension, which, you know, I don't know what we were thinking, rooting for them in NXT. And the Vaudevillains, who have pretty much disappeared off the face of the earth. Yeah, I mean, obviously American Alpha is going to come out of this as the champion, right? There's no way this is how they're going to lose their tag team championship. Not in a clusterfuck of fucking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tag teams. I don't even know what a turmoil match means. I have no idea what it's... I'm going to click. It says tag team turmoil match. I'm going to click on that. See what that is. Tag team. The tag team turmoil is another version of an elimination tag team match. The match has a team in each of the four corners to start the match. But as each team is eliminated, another team takes its place, similar to a gauntlet match. Wait. So there's four corners to have a tag team. And how many tag teams are in this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, that doesn't seem right. So I don't know if what they're calling a tag team is what turmoil is, what Wikipedia is calling a tag team turmoil. And again, I don't give a shit. So American Alpha, you're going to win. Blah, 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 blah. It'll be fun. And okay, back to the women's matches. I'm going to go for another one right now. Now, these two are kind of interchange. We got Becky Lynch versus Mickie James. So Mickie James is back in. Mickie James, I kind of forgot about. I missed that early time with her. I was kind of not watching wrestling. So the whole Mickie James thing that was going on, I missed out on. Why not have Mickie James win? I don't know. Just see what happens. I'll say Mickie James. Again, it's not like I'm in contest with anybody. I already gave my $10 to Joey last time for losing at the Royal Rumble. That was awesome. All right, let's go away from the women matches and look at another match. We have Apollo Crews and Kalisto versus Dolph Ziggler in a 2-on-1 handicap match. I don't know, guys. I just don't know. Why Apollo Crews and Kalisto need each other, I'm not sure. I know Dolph Ziggler is, you know, pushing the being a bad guy thing now. And I know he's attacked Apollo Crews, he's attacked Kalisto, but why it has to be a 2-on-1, I really don't know. I feel like I've been watching this shit. I gotta be honest, my podcasting cred is just draining right now, because every match I'm going, I don't know how this happened, but I'll pick this person. So, Apollo Crews and Kalisto versus Ziggler, I'm going to pick Dolph Ziggler, because they need him to be more of a bad guy than they need these two turds to do anything good. I don't want to say turds. Apollo Crews is a capable wrestler. He was UHA Nation. I heard about him a lot in the indie scene. He just doesn't do much for me. You know, maybe he needs to be more unleashed in the ring and do some pretty, you know, crazy shit. I don't know, because his whole, you know, smiling and being overly happy, it doesn't do much for me, to be honest with you. So, you know, the two of them beating Dolph Ziggler is useless. Dolph Ziggler beating the two of them makes sense, so Dolph Ziggler is going to win that match. Back to the women. The SmackDown Women's Championship, Alexa Bliss versus Naomi. I have to be honest with you. I am not sure how this one's going to go. I could see them giving the belt to Naomi. I could see Naomi with her bright color dancing around winning the belt. Alexa Bliss has had it for a little while. You know what? I'm going to call it right now. Naomi's going to win and be your new SmackDown Women's Champion. Natalya's going to beat Nikki, so the bad guy wins. Mickie James is going to beat Becky Lynch, so the bad guy wins. And Naomi is going to beat Alexa Bliss, so the good guy wins and becomes the new SmackDown Champion. Give someone to cheer within these three women's matches. That could be a good match. I don't know. I had lunch like halfway in, 10 minutes after recording, starting the recording. So you're going to hear little noises come out of me. I don't know where they're coming from. I apologize, Gary. I apologize directly to the one listener I know is listening. So I'm sorry, Gary, that you had to hear that coming out of my stomach. So what do we have so far? We have Curt Hawkins winning. We have Mojo Rawley winning. We have Natalya winning. We have American Alpha winning. We have Naomi winning the championship. Mickie James winning over Becky Lynch. Dolph Ziggler beating those two jabronis. And there are only two matches to go. Okay. So, here we go. Luke Harper versus Randy Orton. Luke Harper turned on Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt, right? I mean, right? Luke Harper is the good guy now, right? He's the one who has left the Wyatt family. He's the one that people root for and does not like Bray Wyatt or Randy Orton anymore, right? I'm not so sure about that. But let's discuss this. Luke Harper is taking on Randy Orton. This is another grudge match. There's no belt involved. There's no Royal Rumble involved. There's nothing involved except the fact that Luke Harper does not like Randy Orton, and Randy Orton does not like Luke Harper. And you know why? Because they both love Bray Wyatt. Now, Luke Harper, I don't know if he was brainwashed like Randy Orton was. Now, I can't believe I'm a grown man talking about this. But Luke Harper seemed to have snapped out of it and has turned on Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton. But I don't think he has. I think he's just turned on them because he's jealous that Randy Orton seems to be closer to Bray Wyatt. So, this is all going to play itself out in the coming weeks. But for tonight's sake, Randy Orton is going to beat Luke Harper. There's no reason for Luke Harper to win this match. The thing is Randy Orton, he is your Royal Rumble winner. You need to keep him fresh in the eyes of people, strong and victorious. That's why he is going to beat Luke Harper and look strong. What am I talking about with this whole Luke Harper and Randy Orton stuff? What does it matter? Randy Orton beats Luke Harper and it's all over, right? Well, not so fast. Not so fast. But before I go on with that, let's go and take a look at the main event for the night. The Elimination Chamber. The structure so unforgiving. Or maybe that's the Hell in a Cell match. That's the structure that's so unforgiving. But Elimination Chamber is also kind of cool. Except the one time, wasn't it a couple of years ago where it didn't open? Was it Sheamus couldn't get out? Awesome. Oh, maybe that was on purpose. I feel like there was one guy who couldn't get out, which is just always cool when shit goes wrong on live television. So, what is this Elimination Chamber match? We got AJ Styles, the phenomenal one. We got Dean Ambrose. He's crazy because they tell us he is. We got Baron Corbin, who I think is going to be the next big thing. We got Bray Wyatt, who's always great on the mic and deserves a big push. We got The Miz, who I used to hate. Now I think is just fucking awesome. And we have the 15-time champion, John Cena. John Cena just won his championship at the Royal Rumble. So there is no way that he's going to lose it at the Elimination Chamber, right? Wrong. That's right, Gary. You heard it here first. Probably not here first, but you heard it here at some point. The winner of the Elimination Chamber and your new WWE champion is going to be Bray Wyatt. Now, okay, I didn't originate this idea. I've heard people say that that would be a good idea. And then you have Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton. And somewhere along that line, why would you have those two guys? They like each other. Somewhere along the line, either Luke Harper is going to help Randy Orton snap out of it and Bray's a man on his own, or Luke Harper is going to convince Bray Wyatt that he has to turn on Randy Orton because he has to go into that match being filled with hate because he has to go in there to defend his WWE champion. There's no way Randy Orton could take it away. Somewhere between tomorrow night and WrestleMania, Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt will split so that match is filled with hatred and has a little juice behind it because Bray Wyatt is going to be your WWE champion starting tomorrow night. Gary, calm down, buddy. Calm down. Here's another reason why Bray Wyatt is going to win tomorrow night, and this is not as good. So I read somewhere or saw on a podcast or heard on a podcast that the John Cena match for WrestleMania might be John Cena and Nikki Bella against The Miz and Maryse. That sounds like shit. That sounds horrible. Then I read another rumor that The Miz is going to cost John Cena the WWE Championship tomorrow night. So if The Miz does that against Cena, that has your built-in kind of juice, little storyline going forward to, come forth at WrestleMania. Which, again, I think is just an awful use of Cena. The fact that he would have to, he and Nikki Bella versus The Miz and Maryse. I mean, come on. Are you fucking kidding me? That is awful. What should happen is that friggin' Undertaker shows up and he causes John Cena the match. That would be awesome. Then you have Cena versus Undertaker at WrestleMania. If the Undertaker can still go, because apparently he was looking like shit or feeling like shit after the Royal Rumble. I don't know. He hit it well for me. Maybe I was too distracted looking at Twitter. But Undertaker's got to have a match at WrestleMania, right? So, I mean, it can't be fucking Roman Reigns, can it? No, that can't be it. It's got to be Cena. So Cena, it has to be. It can't be Cena and Nikki versus Miz and Maryse. Can it be? That would be, again, that just sounds awful. But that's the rumor. I just say whatever the rumors are, my belief is that Bray Wyatt will be your WWE champion tomorrow. He will be the victor over John Cena. So let's go through my predictions one more time. Curt Hawkins is... Nope, I keep saying this because, again, I don't give a shit about this match. Mojo Rawley is going to beat Curt Hawkins. Mickie James is going to beat Becky Lynch. American Alpha is going to win that big tag team. Fuck all. Natalya is going to beat Nikki Bella in the Who Gives a Shit match. That was my watch. Dolph Ziggler is going to beat Cruz and Kalisto. I might have said that already. Naomi is going to beat Alexa Bliss and be your new WWE Women's Champion for SmackDown. Randy Orton is going to beat Luke Harper because he just is. And Bray Wyatt is going to beat Baron Corbin, The Miz, Dean Ambrose, AJ Styles, and John Cena to be your new WWE champion in the Elimination Chamber. Those are my predictions. That's what I'm sticking with. I apologize if you disagree. No, I don't. That's it, buddy. That's it. I got nothing else to say here, except we are WrestleFania. We're a podcast dedicated to wrestling, the first and only podcast dedicated to professional wrestling. There are two hosts. I want to say co-hosts, but that would kind of make it seem like we actually talk to each other. That's very rare. We haven't done a podcast together. I don't even know how long. It's been a long, long time. There has to be something we do for WrestleMania. It has to be. But in the meantime, we've decided to take turns doing these show-specific pay-per-views. So I'm doing Elimination Chamber now, and in a couple weeks, you'll hear from Brandon, who's going to be doing the Fastlane podcast. Now, how can you find us? Well, the podcast is online at WrestleFania Pod. That's the Twitter. My Twitter is WrestleWatcher, and that other guy, Brandon, he's WrestleBrand. Again, if you're not following him, don't bother. It's not worth it. If you're not following me, please do. It's quite worth it. And you can find us all at fans.experts.com. That's the main website. We are the official podcast of fans.experts.com. And we are the official podcast of Pepsi Cola. I made that up, so, you know, no one's listening, so what's the difference? Maybe I am. Who knows? Look, it is February 11th, right? It's February 11th? Let me check. Yes. Which means it's not just Saturday. It's a special Saturday. Brandon, my co-host, the love of my life, you're out there. Don't tell my wife I said that. My wife's birthday was yesterday, but, you know, that's in the past. Your birthday is today. Brandon, my cousin, my handsome cousin, happy birthday.
Fans Not Experts.